Tess, thank you. 8:42. 5 months after the general election, the 34th Dáil still taking shape, including committees. 28 chairs to be assigned, 19 done yesterday. How many went to women? 4. 15 went to men. It follows a pattern. There are 12 men in cabinet and 3 women. 17 men as ministers of state, 6 women. Tara Farrell is with us. She's CEO of Longford Women's Link, which oversees She, which is See Her Elected, a programme funded by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Tara Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Are you surprised at this?
Not really. I think we saw the precedent set in January. I think it's another missed opportunity and it is disappointing. I think this was a real chance to demonstrate a commitment to gender equality, and not just in, you know, in rhetoric, not just in the programme for government, but in action. And I think when you see the lack of gender balance in the appointments, it does send a message that perhaps change isn't a priority.
Does the proportion of chair jobs given out not just reflect the gender balance in the Dáil?
But I think you have to move beyond that. You know, I think when we look at the position of women in leadership roles, we look at the experiences, the priorities that women bring to the table. We look at the research that consistently shows that when you have balanced leadership and leadership roles, you have better and more balanced policy making. And I think as well, it encourages other women to aspire to those public roles. So for the She programme, visibility really matters. So when women see themselves represented in those roles, they're more likely to get involved. And particularly for younger women in rural Ireland to see politics as a space for them, and that's central to our vision.
There are plenty of companies, boards, right throughout the company, both publicly and privately, that even if their employees aren't 50-50, are doing that representation at a higher level, at board level, for example. Is that fair?
And that's fair, but I think when we're looking at the political
system... Could that have been done in the Dáil, for example?
I think there is a lack of... I suppose there's a failure to really address the substance of the issue. There's a lot of rhetoric, as I said, particularly in the programme for government, around empowering women, around strengthening democracy, and that's really welcomed. And we absolutely acknowledge the support of the department in relation to the She programme, and there are other great projects doing very, you know, work in different areas in this. But the specific actions in the programme for government, we need to see more progress in the leadership roles. So we need to see a commitment to gender balance leadership. We need to see that cross-party support for female candidates' leadership positions, because it is a missed opportunity. And if you're failing to do that and to address the gender balance, that is a message that perhaps it's not a priority for the current government.
Why, in your view, weren't more women appointed?
I think that's a question you'd have to ask the appointers, but I suppose from our perspective, those appointments, the ministerial appointments, the committee chair appointments, they are a litmus test for how serious the parties are about addressing the imbalance. So I think when you miss this opportunity, you reinforce the status quo instead of challenging it. And I think there's a lot of work to be done, and we would say this right across the board, there's a lot of work to be done with you know, the senior leadership in government, the political parties, and then organisations like ourselves. There has to be a collaborative approach to change. We are 50% of the population. We need to have a cabinet and committees that reflect our society and ensure that there's a balanced contribution to the very many challenges that we see in society at the moment.
You said we need to see any progress. With 3 women in cabinet, 6 in junior ministries and 4 committee chairs, is there any progress?
Not at that level. I mean, we've actually less senior ministers than we did have in the last government. So I think what we're seeing at local level, we are seeing a change on the ground. We saw, you know, a record number of women running for local government in 2024. We're very much a two-cycle organisation.
But not being elected, Tara Farrell, I mean, this group, She, Her Elected, there might be more candidates, but they're not being elected, are they?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're looking at this as a two-cycle. I mean, we always had one eye on 2029. This is a long-term process. This is not going to change overnight. So we were delighted to see record numbers going for election. And just to say, you know, of those that were elected, 40% of them received support from See Her Elected. But there were another large cohort of women who came very, very close and who we will be supporting to run again in 2029. And it is going to be a long-term project. And this is not going to change in one electoral cycle.
Tara Farrell, thanks for speaking to us. That's Tara Farrell, CEO of Longford Women's Link. It's now coming up